Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem. We have a bit of a task ahead of us on the center of Shabbos, so let's get right to it. We had said in the Mishnah that we read yesterday, you're allowed to put an egg, a raw egg, through a mustard strainer. And it is mutter. And again, you might have thought you're separating probably the yolk from the white, or whatever you call it when it's not actually hard-boiled. I guess you still call it that. So why would that not be usher? Seeing the mice, so you get the yolk left over and you have the white strained out. So Tani Yaakov Karcha, Yaakov the bald guy, I guess, said Karcha literally means bald. But okay, he says that Lefisha in osinosa el le gavon, because it was used it for coloring. Again, you're not. I guess you're not really. You don't care about separating one from the other. The mice. Rashi says, "Lamara she'achelbon yafe legavon v'lo achelbon." Kilkach idivi the ochel. Right, I mean, you're not dealing with a case of ochel psoles. It's just you're trying to get the color more pronounced from the yolk, and therefore there's no psoles and ochel. There's no bore. Okay, it was said, "Chardal shaloshim erev Shabbos." If you needed K-N-E-A-D mustard on erev Shabbos. Again, the way you would make mustard, I guess you take mustard seeds and use some sort of liquid. I don't know what the ingredients are, but whatever. You're making mustard, basically. And you're taking the seeds and putting it into mustard. So, lemachar, the next day, meaning on Shabbos, amarav, memacho bekli avalo biyad. You can mix it with a kli, but not with your hand. The question here is, what is the normal way of kneading mustard? What is the shinoi? Meaning you should really do it. You should do it with a shinoi, as Rashi says. Again, you're looking for a shinoi here to knead the mustard and mix the mustard. So we don't want to get involved with lush with other types of right other potential malachos, but lush kneading is a malacha. So you should do it with a shinoi. Again, shinoi doesn't help in d'oraisa. It only helps. Midirabanan, but from Stama, it's a Dindirabanan that we're trying to deal with. And again, it'd been mixed already, so you're not kneading like it would be. In the Mishkan, it's not actual kneading with bread. So again, we're dealing with a Dirabanan, if I'm not mistaken. Lamaisa, we're trying to find a way to do it on Shabbos that would be mutter. So Rav says you can do it with a kli. Shmuel said biyad, right? Is it usher to do it with your hand? Right? Ato kol yom machol le biyad, right? You don't usually do it with your hands. Really, machol chamorim hu, right? It's not animal food that you would use your hand. Right? Elam or Shmuel, I'm a machol biyad, I'm a machol kli. It says no. The normal way of doing it is with a kli. The shinoi, excuse me, would be with the hand. Itmar, it was said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Echav Zev Echazet Oser, and Rabbi Ochran Omer, Echav Zev Mutter. As we have sheeters all over the place, whether Kli is Mutter, Hand, Biyad, is Mutter, we're both, neither. Abai, Barabba, Damater, Vayu, Ain, Allah, Rabbi Ochran. Allah is not like Rabbi Ochran, who says that they're both Mutter. And then, fascinatingly enough, right, people started taking up other people's sheeters. Come Rabbi Ochran, Mishite, Rabbi Eliezer, and come Rabbi Eliezer, Mishite, Dishmuel. Right, they started switching. Rabbi Yochanan held now like Rabbi Elazar says that both of them is Osir. Rabbi Elazar went and said that no, actually I hold like Shmuel, where the Kli is Mutter and the hand is Osir. All the way around, sorry, that's Rav Shita, right? He took Shmuel Shita that a Yad is Mutter and the hand is Osir. And then finally, Abayi V'Rabba Damar Tevayu Halach Rabbi Yochanan. Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. Well, that doesn't help because you got people switching around all over the place. So if you just look at Rashi, he has one word and says De Osir. It's Osir. To mix, again, to put liquid into mustard and mix it around with your hand or with a kli. Right? It's very, again, these halachos really, and again, this is not necessarily straight up halacha lamaisa, but it's definitely important to be careful about lush because lush comes up all the time if you're making a salad dressing or a dip for mustard, for schnitzel. Right? We like to have mustard and mayo together with our schnitzels. So that's, at least the kids like that very much. So you have to be careful. You have to learn these halachos to make sure that you're not being mechal Shabbos, chas v'shalom, rachman atzlan, or even a derabanan. Right, so this is talk of something that comes up a lot. That's kedai to learn the halachos. So ime d'abaye, agdolei v'lo achal. Abaye's mother, again, we said before that Abaye was adopted. It wasn't actually his mother. But the woman who raised him, so he did. She did this with the mustard and the liquid, and lo achal, he didn't eat it. And he held that maisa, it was maisa Shabbos. He held that it was usher, and he shouldn't benefit from Shabbos. What's it called? Sorry, debisu the ziri adale the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba v'lo achal. So too, Ziira's wife did this for Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, and he didn't eat it. Amar lei, she said, the Rabbi Chavidi lo. Right, I did. One second, Rabbi Chiya apparently was Zeira's Rebbe, and his Rabbi Chiya's wife said, "I made this for your Rebbe, i.e., my husband, and he ate it. Vet lo achal, then you're not going to eat it." I'm a Rabbi Bar Saba, have a kamina kameder Ravina. I was once before Ravina v'chashile v'shufta d'tuma v'achal, and I mixed it with a stalk of garlic, and he ate it. Right. Okay, yeah, that's apparently that's some piece of the garlic. I'm not sure garlic. To me, at least the garlic that I've seen is not doesn't really have something you can stir things with. But okay, so that was definitely mistama. That was some sort of shinoi for sure. So Amar Marzutra leis halachas like a gal honey. You might say actually the halachas like none of these people. There's like none of these people. Ella hadi itmar. Rather, this is the halacha chardal shalosha merif Shabbos. If you kneaded. Mustard and Erev Shabbos, Mamacha, Mamacho, Bein Mekli, Bein Biyad. You can use either a hand or a kli. And so the mice, obviously, that's not, that's kind of sort of not, so it's not literally the halacha is like nobody, because it actually is like Rabbi Yochanan said originally, but he took it back. So it's okay, it's not totally accurate that it's nobody shita, but the halacha is actually that it is mutter to add in liquid and mix it and do lush with a hand or with a kli or whatever, if the mustard was made from Erev Shabbos. We know it's in the Socha Dvash, v'lo yitro lof ele me'erev, you can add honey, but you shouldn't mix it, or mix it up, you know, the tarif is to mix it very well, ele me'arev, really, not me'erev, sorry, me'arev, you should just mix it kind of gently, so you don't want to, again, that's another way to do a little bit of, to not do kneading, if you're kind of stirring it softly. Again, there are mutter ways to do these things, it's just, it's very important to learn the halachos, because things that are very similar, one could be mutter, one could be also. Okay, so either way, you can make this mustard according to the Gemara over here, you can even add honey into it to make it honey mustard. I'd see back in the day, they also had honey mustard schnitzel or whatever, but you have to do it in a way that's not going to be lush and that's going to be mutter. Shechlayim, which is I think watercress, sheshachkan sheshchaka be'erev Shabbos. If you chopped it up on Erev Shabbos, the malcha notin l'sochan shemen v'chomets, you can put oil and vinegar into them. V'mamshif l'sochan amita, and you can put amita v'lo yitro. I don't know what that is. It's just amita. Yeah, so I guess I assume some sort of liquid. V'lo yitro v'el ma'ariv, and again, you shouldn't mix it up very hard. You just kind of like mix it around a little bit gently, and that's not similar to lush at all. Shum. Garlic, shirisko me'erev Shabbos. If you ground it up for Erev Shabbos, l'malcha notin l'tzocho pool greasing. You can put in any beans into it on Shabbos to make a mixture. V'lo yishchok, again, same idea. Don't grind it up and mix it up really hard. Ela ma'arev, just kind of mix it a little bit gently, and that's moter. U'mimamshech es amisa l'tzochon. You can put amisa into it. Gemara says, my amisa? Oh, I don't know what amisa is. What's amisa? The Gemara says, v'yom rabai, shmamina, hai ninya me'ap. Sorry, skip a little bit. It's ninya. It's mint, apparently. Shmamina, and Abaye says that you see that high ninya, malya latachli. Apparently, if you put watercress together with mint, and that is, you know, a positive improvement, and that's a good idea. Okay, fine, I'm safe. For osin, anomlin b'shabbos. We had said in the Mishnah that you can make anomlin on Shabbos. Perhaps that was an issue of, maybe I'm not sure if I mentioned yesterday, there could be an issue of refuah. So the Gemara says, what's in this drink? Tanur Rabbanan, osin anomlin b'shabbos, you can make it. V'ein osin aluntis, but you can't make this aluntis. But ezohi anomlin and ezohi aluntis, which is which? Anomlin is yain utvash upilpulin. Sounds kind of pretty good, right? Wine and honey and pepper. Aluntis is yain yashin umayin slulin v'farsanon. Aluntis is old wine and water, and farsimon is not a persimmon, but it's balsam oil. Okay, the avdi levei mesusa lemekar. That's made for people to cool down when they went to the bathhouse. So that's straight up refuah. So that you can't do. That's already going to be a dinner refuah. Because people don't drink that straight away. They only drink it to feel better. Amar Rav Yosef, Zim Nechada Alisa Basar Mar Ukva LeBeibani. Once I went with Mar Ukva to the bathhouse, Kinafku Asoy Ashken Chamra Chad Kosa. When he came out, he got a cup of wine. He would drink up some wine afterwards. As you see, it probably shouldn't be wine, because you'll see in a second we're talking about this Aluntis. Okay, meaning Aluntis has wine in it, so Mustama, that's what it's referring to. V'chashin mibinta de roshe v'atufa de kari. And he felt it from the head to his toes, right? Meaning it really made him feel good. V'i ashken kasa achuyimel, and if I would have had another cup, havai mistafina, I would have been nervous. Dilma minakuli mischusa dama de ase. Maybe I would have lost some of my schar in the next world, right? Meaning, maybe it is literal, I don't know, but I mean, meaning he was, it was really, really good. Let's put it that way. And if he would have had another cup, he would have thought, oh, it was almost as good as the schar in the Olamab. Vamar Ukva de Shasi Kol Yoma. Gemara said that Mar Ukva drank that all the time, right, every day. So Shani Mar Ukva de Doshbe. So Mar Ukva was different because he drank it all the time. He was used to it. So therefore, didn't give him all this hana, didn't give him this so much refua. But apparently it wasn't so intense. But he accustomed his body to drinking it. Okay. Ein shorin es ha-chiltis v'poshrin. New Mishnah. You're not allowed to soak this chiltis. We'll see what it is. What exactly is going on. And you can't soak it in warm water. Avonosim l'toch ha-chometz, but you can put it into vinegar. Ein shorin es ha-karshinin v'lo shalfinosan. Right, you can't take karshinin was animal food, so you can't make them float, and you can't rub them together. These are borer issues, Rashi says. Avonosin l'tocha akavra v'lotocha kalkula, but you can put them in a sieve or a basket. That's kind of weird. Usually we don't use sieves. Gemara is going to say at the end that may not be necessarily true. La halacha ain kovra nesatevin bekavra. You can't sift straw with a sieve. Again, these are border issues. Before, the first thing in the Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, was a refua issue. We'll just get to that in a second. But the rest of it, some are border issues. And you can't put this straw on the top so that the motz is like the chaff from the wheat kernels, that it won't separate. Again, it could be border, it could be Zora, but either way, malachas are separating. But you can put it into a sieve and put it into a trough for animals. And even though there will be some separation when you do that, but when you pour it in, so obviously that's not your intention necessarily, because you're just pouring it into the thing for the animals to eat, and that's not going to be a border issue. But Ibarlehu, Sharamai. Let's say you did soak this, Chiltis. Let's say you did soak this chiltis in the warm water. What is the din? So Targum Aravada Narsha Kamed Rav Yosef Shara Chayev Chatis Also Midaraisa. Amalei Abaye Elamiata Shara Umtzud B'maya Hachin Amidim Chayev. What are you talking about? Right, we had this phraseology before. It's not a comparable case, but what if you would have soaked meat in water, you'd be chayev also. Obviously, there's no iser soaking meat in water, so why'd you be chayev for soaking this chiltis? So Amalei Abaye Midarabana Shul Yasa Kiderach Shulos Lechol. No, it's an Umtzud Lechol. It's uvda dechol, that's aser, for soaking it. And again, it may be because you're going to use it for refuah, and it may come to be some sort of refuah situation. Right? Again, chazal aser refuah because of the potential for tochein, that most medicines were ground. Okay, fine. Seder, so this is soaking this chiltis is going to be an issue of refuah. Baimene Rabbi Yochanan Merbiane. Ma'al dishos is a chiltis bitzone. Right? Can you soak it in cold water? Right, we said hot water in the Mishnah. So, or poshrin, I guess, is kind of lukewarm water. I take it back. All right, but not cold water. So, right, if the Mishnah said poshrin, right, lukewarm water, so what about cold water? So, I'm really awesome. Said that's also awesome. I've on a tanan ain't sure, and as a childas poshrin, but son in motor, right? The Mishnah itself implies that cold water is motor because it only says that warm water or lukewarm water is usher. It's implying that cold is motor. So, I'm really ain't been. Bain Mali in Cain ain't Bain. In Cain, Ma Bain Levalach. What's the difference between the two of us? Right? If that's true, right, if that's the implication of the Mishnah, what's the difference between the two of us? Right, apparently Rabbi Yani was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Or something like that. Meaning he was saying that. Well, you don't think I know that Mishnah. Right, Masnizin Yichidahi. That's a single opinion. That's a singular shita. The Tanya ain't shown as a chilvus lo b'chamin v'lo b'tzonin. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'chamin also b'tzonin mutter. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Right, that's our Mishnah. But the Tanakama says you can't soak it in anything, and therefore that's the halacha. So the Maya Avilais, what would you use this chilvus in water? So the yoker deliver. Right, if a person has some sort of pain or heaviness in his chest, in his heart, so then that's what they would use it. Rav Acha bar Yosef chash biuka. The Reliba, sure enough, Rav Acha bar Yosef had this condition. Also, the Kamid bar Ukva, Amarlei said to him, Zil shasi, go drink, tlasa tikli childasa, betlasa yome. Drink three, what's it called? Three weight, the weight is a shukka, is like a money's amount. I mean, three gold pieces amount of this chilta. Drink it, meaning obviously soaked and dissolved in water, right? Drink that over 3 days. Azal, so what did he do, right? Apparently it was either Wednesday or maybe Thursday morning. So Ishta v'chamsha b'shabbos u'mali b'shabbos. He drank on Thursday and on Friday. And at Safra, Azal shel v'midrasha. And he went to the base medrash, wanted to know if he could drink it on Shabbos. So Merlei says that to him, Tana d'beir v'adav, v'amidah tana d'beir mar baravada. You can drink even a kav or two of this stuff, and you don't have to worry, it's not usher on Shabbos. Right? Apparently, according to the people in the Beis Medrash, right, people drink that. That's a lot. A kav, two kavs, that's a lot. So apparently, people drank this at a meal, or drank it stop. So apparently, if the din is usually that if something is normally eaten, but it also has medicinal properties, it's not usher on Shabbos. For example, for a person that has stomach issues and needs some sort of laxative, so it's usher really to take Metamucil, because that's straight up, you know, midrabanan. That's straight up refuah. That's a midrabanan. But to eat, you know, prunes or drink prune juice, so that is mutter, because yes, it has the refuah aspect that you're looking for, but it's also just eaten by people. It's a food. So that's what they told them. They said, yeah, you can drink this stuff, no problem. You drink it all the time. Or you can drink even a cup or two, and you don't have to worry. So Amar Lehusi said back to them, Lishto's looking my boy. No, I wasn't asking if I could drink it. Keep my boy, Lishto's mine. Am I allowed to soak it? Am I allowed to make it? I mean, apparently he had not even prepared the concoction. So Amar Lehusi b'chi bar Avin, so he said to him, B'didi Abba Uvda. Same thing happened to me. V'asoy shilti the Ravad bar Abba. I went to ask my Rebbe Ravad bar Abba, v'lo haba b'yodeh. He didn't know the halacha. V'asoy shilti the Ravuna, v'amar, hachi kamarav. This is what Rav said, shorah b'tzonen, u'meniach b'chama. He said that the din is you can soak it in cold water, like Rabbi Yossi Shita, and then what do you do? Apparently, what do you need to do? Apparently, they needed to get it warm, so then you just put it in the sun, and it'll get warmer. So this is like Gemara says, "Kamad Deshari," right? That's apparently like Rabbi Yossi Shita, who says that it's mutter. So I said, "No, feel the manta aser." Even according to Tanakama, who says it's aser to soak it in cold water, that's only if you haven't even started this whole medicinal process. Once you started it on Thursday and Friday, so then if you don't finish the process, if you don't finish the medicine, the antibiotics or whatever it is, you're going to be in danger. It's a sakana, right? The illness might come back. Right, for sure, there's no, if a person is taking antibiotics and pills or whatever, right, and needs a part of a treatment, so there's no reason to oser taking medicine on Shabbos, right? That's already a danger, right? They have the medical condition come back. So that's what he said. It's even according to that Manda Amar, right, if you need to prepare this medicine after you've been taking it already, so then it is mutter. Mishnamach ve'ozol Rav Acha bar Yosef ha-katfei d'Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak bar Achte. So once Rav Acha bar Yosef was hanging out with, literally means he's hanging on the shoulder of Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. Amar Lei said to him, Ki matina lebei Rav Safra, right, when you come to the Beis Medrash, the house of Rav Safra, Ailine, right, bring me inside. What does that mean? So Rashi says, because he was older. Right, Rav Acha bar Yosef was older. And needed help getting into the house. So when they got there, so Ailei brought him into the house, and Boimine, he asked the Kasha of Rav Safra, Ma'u l'ksu the kaskase kitanisa b'shabbos. So you're allowed to rub the kaskase. You're allowed to rub my kaskasim on a fish. Oh, that's worth a kuf. I think about it. But anyway, the kaskase, the word in Aramaic, means to rub. Kitna is a nice shirt. You're allowed to rub a nice shirt on Shabbos. So and the Gemara asks, what's the point? The Rakuche kitana kamechavim b'shapadami. Are you telling me he just wants to make it softer? Oh, Delmali Lude Chivara Kamachamin Vasar. Maybe he wants to make it Chivura, it means it clearer. It means you're trying to launder it, meaning you're trying to make the shirt cleaner. That would be Asr, perhaps from Malabe. Right? If it's not Asr Midaraisa, for sure Asr Midarabana, it might even be Midaraisa. So, what's his intention here? Right, you're trying to just make it soft, you're trying to actually clean it. So, Amalei, the Rakuki Katina Kamechavin Shabr Dami. He says, Mutter, right? He's just trying to soften it, and it's Mutter. Kinafak, when he left, Asa and Amalei, he went and he said to Rabacha by Yosef, Rabbi Rav Nachman said to Rabacha by Yosef, my boy, Mare, Mine, what did you ask, Rav Safra? So, Amalei said back to him, boy, Mine, I asked, Ma'ol the Kaspuse Kitana Vishabta. Amalei Shabr Dami. He said it was Mutter. So he asked his Racha Bar Yosef, or Nachman asked, why did you ask about a shirt? You could have just asked about a sudar. A sudar is a handkerchief. And what was the kasha? You could have just asked about a handkerchief. Not sure why. I guess that was more common or whatever. So sudar lokam ibayalik. So the Rebbe said to him, because I don't have a question about a sudar. The boy me Ravuna who partially the sudar, because Ravuna already told me that it was aser. So Nachman said back, v'tifshilei lamar the mesudra. So I learned that a shirt is aser. If a handkerchief is aser, so why should a shirt be mutter? So I'm really fascinating. Hasam mechseki olid olude chivara. Sorry, the word's a little tough here. Because when you do the handkerchief, so for sure it's to make it clearer and cleaner. When you rub a shirt, though, apparently doesn't necessarily seem to imply that you're not. The intention is not necessarily to make it cleaner. So apparently, right, as Rashi says over here, the last Rashi in the Amud, Shemakpid alivuno vitsava haru, okay, shall sudar yoser mikitna. Apparently, people were more careful about their handkerchief cleanliness than the shirt. Mistalma, what that means is that the shirt was not worn on the outside like we wear our shirts now. Mistalma, they had, I don't know, a begisha, something, maybe if you look at the, you know, maybe they were wearing tittus over the shirt. Mistalma, the shirt that we're talking about here was under a bunch of layers, so they didn't care how clean it was or how clean it looked. I mean, maybe it was clean, but he didn't want to try and make it look cleaner. But the handkerchief, mistalma, that was worn, I'm not sure where, but on the outside for sure. So they were more careful and they really wanted to make sure that that was nice and clean. Okay, fascinating. Fine. Amar Chista, hi, Kitanta. Again, that shirt that we've been talking about. Meshafu Lididei, Mekanya Shari. Akaneh, this is like, you know how you go to the dry cleaner and you get a hanger? So they used to take these, they didn't have hangers, but they had reeds. Mekanya, Akaneh is a reed, and they would stick it from one shirt, one sleeve into the other. So you're allowed to remove the shirt from the reed, but kanya mimenu aser. But the reed itself is mukta, I guess, right, mistama, because they have no use. Mistama, or maybe it's a piece of wood. Rashi says over here, right? Right, la sucker koi, right? I guess the piece of wood before Shabbos is not necessarily designated as a hanger, it's designated as firewood, and therefore the hanger, quote unquote, is mukta, but you can take the shirt off of it, and that's fine. Amarava vimkli kivoi hu mutter, right? But if it's a reed of a weaver, so then it is mutter, because again, that's a kli and that's not mukta. Amarav chista hai kishta di yarka, if you have some vegetables, some herbs, ichazoi lamaychal behema shari letultalei. Again, if an animal will eat it, then it's not mukta, below osir, and if not, not. Amrav Yechiya Bar Avashi Amrav, Hai Talia de Bisra Shari de Totale. If you have some animal meat strung up together, right, you have a salami hanging from the ceiling. Right, so if you have some animal meat, so that is fit to be moved. And again, that's, what's it called? That's, Rashi says, Basra Malia, Chatoli de Yavsho, literally a salami that you're hanging there to dry out. Umale Achevel Kari Talia, okay, fine. So you're allowed to move it because it's Dinechel Chai, because it's eaten raw. Right, literally talking about salami or some sort of raw meat that you hang up to salt and dry and whatever. So that's mutter. You can move that. I'll tell you the bisra. The kavri aser. But if it's fish, then it's aser because people don't eat raw fish. Right, nowadays, perhaps if we're talking about sushi and stuff, so it could be that the times have changed and people do eat raw fish. Okay, so maybe that would be mutter, I'm not sure. Amar Rav Katina, Rav Katina said, Omid ba'emtza amita ki'ilu omid k'b'kreisa shalisha. If a person stands on the middle of a bed, so apparently it's as if you're standing on the stomach of a woman. Okay, Rashi says, she'ish v'yishto v'gilin ba'lishen. You're not standing on any bed. You're standing on the bed, let's say, of someone who's married or a married couple. So it's as if, again, it's going to make you think of inappropriate things. And then the Gemara says, v'lav milsi. But it's not actually true. It's not actually true. It's fine. It's not a big deal. V'amar Rav Chista, bar be'rav dezavin yarka lizbin arecha. If Talmid Chacham, a bar be'rav, a person who is in the be'rav, in the house of the Rabbanim, right? So Talmid Chacham, sorry, yeshiva bocher, yeah? So if he buys vegetables, he should buy long ones. Right, Makisha, Vurka, Vamela. Because apparently it was sold together in a bunch. Right, you can buy, let's say you go to the supermarket, yeah, you have all the lettuce there is in one area. So you have different size lettuce, but all the lettuces, a head of lettuce is, I don't know, $2, whatever it is. So look for the better one, look for the bigger one. And here it was all the vegetables were kind of grouped together and they hung downwards. And the longer ones, right, they're all sold together in a bunch, but the longer ones, obviously, you get more for your money. From Rav Chista, Bar Be'rav, Dezavin Kanya, Lizben Arecha. Same idea if you're buying reeds. Tuna ki tuna, because they're bundled together. Baruch HaMemela, right, it's better that they should be longer, right, get more for your money. From Rav Chista, Bar Be'rav, Atal Mechacham, or Yeshiva Bachar, Delo Nefishe Le Rifta. It doesn't have enough bread. Lo Leichel Yarka, shouldn't eat vegetables. Mishum Di Gorir, because vegetables are a good appetizer. And if you don't have a Rahman al Slan, if he's poor, doesn't have bread, so don't eat so much vegetables because that will make you hungrier. I'm Rav Chista, Ana lo bayanusi, Ana myself lo baniusi achli yarka, basirusi achli yarka. Having a hard time with the words, yeah. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables. When I was rich, I didn't eat vegetables. And he explains Baniusi Mishum Degori when I was poor because again it makes you hungry and I didn't have enough food. And Asirusi, and when I was again tough and shin is interchangeable. So Ashirusi when I was wealthy. So Damina Hecha Da'al Yarka Leil Bisra Vakavra. Right? Instead of vegetables, let there be place and room for meat and fish. Right? Like a friend of mine used to say, vegetables just take up space. Right? Again, I say he wanted to eat they should have a better meal, so he didn't want to take it up with vegetables. Bar Rav Chista, Bar Bein Rav, Delo Nefishe Le Rifta, Lo Litzi Betzue. Talmid Chacham who doesn't have enough bread should not be the one who gives out the bread at the meal. As we said before, Bar Rav Chista, Bar Bein Rav, Delo Nefishe Le Rifta, Lo Litzi, My Time, What's the Reason? Lo Lovit, Lo Ovid Ba'in Yofet. We said that was already in Brachos, that's the Balabais. Right, when he should be the one to give out the bread, because Mistama, he's going to be give out nine yafeh, he's going to give out nice large pieces, he knows how much bread is in the house. So if a person in Talmid Chacham is poor, so he shouldn't be the one to do that, because he's going to be careful, he's going to be nervous. Well, I shouldn't give out so much bread, because maybe I won't have enough bread later. Originally, I was a poor guy, I didn't give out the bread. Until I checked out how much bread we have. And I realized there was enough for everything that I needed. If a person can eat barley bread and instead eats wheat bread, that's Bal Tashkes. Right? Bal Tashkes, it's a waste. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of stuff. If I'm a papa, says, I'm on the Efshel Mishti Shikra Vashesi Chamra. Again, a person who's able to do the better and then drinks the less, right? It's Bal Tashkes, right? Again, if you're able to drink wine and instead you drink it's all the way around. If you're able to drink beer, right? But you're drinking wine, right? Meaning you're living beyond your means, right? If you're able to get barley bread, but instead you get wheat bread, right? That's already you're living beyond your means. You're wasting the money, right? Again, you can only afford barley bread. You can only afford beer. But you're spending money on wheat bread and wine, so that's other money that you need to go other places. So that's Bal Tashkes. If a person can afford the wine and the wheat bread, so then, you know, fine. Like, these things are all hilarious to us because, you know, we get that in the supermarket. There's no kasha. We afford bread? Like, what does that mean? Baruch Hashem. Sometimes we don't realize how good we have it. But back then, it was a discussion, right? It was a calculation. We cheshbon out if we can afford one vacation a year or two. They were cheshboning out whether they could get bread made out of barley or made out of wheat. That's a different life. Anyway, and the Gemara says, by the way, v'lav milsi, but no, it's not actually baltashkis. Baltashkis gufe odif. No, because these things are healthier. And so therefore, right, baltashkis are your goof. If you're going to only buy inferior products, right, your body itself is going to suffer. And that's obviously for healthy food, so that's not a waste of money at all. If a Talmud Chacham does not have oil, and Rashi says over here, oil is not like to drink. Or is that Rashi? Right. It's part of the cleaning process after the meal. They were used to clean their hands. Fascinating. I wouldn't do this because I hate feeling slimy and grimy, but they used to apparently wash their hands with oil and then do mayim achronim. Okay, fine. So nishmi b'maya de charitzi, you can wash your hands with this pit oil. Charitz is a ditch or a pit. Right, the water found in ditches and pits or whatever. Apparently, that water is going to have the same effect. Right, the Rashi says it's ava v'nocha k'shemen. Right, it has some sort of yirak rokus, has some algae on it, maybe. It's a mold or whatever, and it has the same effect as oil. Okay? Rav Chista bar Beirav zamin umtsa lizbin umka. If a Talmid Chacham who doesn't have enough money to buy meat, he should buy meat of the neck. Dispei tlasa mini bisra, right? Because he has three different types of meat. Meaning three different tastes of meat, and that's... honestly, neck meat is not expensive so nowadays. But okay, that says the Gemara that has three types of different tastes. If I'm Rav Chista bar Beirav d'zavin kitunisa, Talmid Chacham is again buying this nice shirt, right, as we had before at the beginning of the top of the Amud. So Lisbon the dinhar abba, you should buy from nahar abba. Apparently, those were nice ones. That's the Charles Torwood Brooks Brothers, etc. of back in the day. And you should clean it every 30 days. Back then, apparently their shirts stayed pretty clean. And that way the shirt will last for 12 months. And I promise you, I'm an Ariv, I guarantee that this is the din. Now, this is not the din, but this is how it'll work. Okay, apparently maybe he had a stake in the business or whatever. Okay. Maya Kudanisa, right, what is this exactly? So where do you get it from? So Kitana, it's a kat, it's a group. So it's a group of, the name, it means like a group that is na, that is nice, that is beautiful. Meaning the shirt has a good chevra that buys it. Right, you can imagine that emblazoned on a clothing store. Right, Kitana, everybody buys here, they're good chevra. Okay. Farmer Rav Chista said, bar, again, all this advice for Talmid Chachamim. Bar be Rav lo leisiv at sipta chadasa. A Talmid Chacham shouldn't sit on a new mat, demichla mani, because it will ruin, it's still wet, it will ruin his clothes. And again, we talked a bunch of times about a Talmid Chacham needing, any Jew really nowadays, needing to look presentable, so it shouldn't be a Chil Hashem. But I think certainly nowadays everybody has that din about them. Every Jew is considered Talmid Chacham to make a Kiddush Hashem based on the way he dresses. Right? Certainly, we should. We're all standing for a Kosh Baruch Hu nowadays. Bar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, Bar Be Rav Loli Shader Mane Loishpize Lechavile. A person shouldn't send a shirt to the host, to his hostess Loishpize, to the woman who's in charge of an inn or whatever, or wherever he's staying. To clean it, the lav orach arax, it's not so nice. It's not the way. It's not the right way. Del mechazi be midi ve'asi lemigna, because maybe she'll see something that will make him disgusting to her. I mean, a Talmid Chacham gives someone who needs to respect the Talmid Chacham the shirt to wash. Right, he might see that he doesn't keep it clean, or he sees there's a stain on it. Right, it could be Rashi says Kerry, maybe he has a shechva zara on it, and the hostess will come to view the Talmid Chacham in a different light. Okay. Amar Lo Rav Chista Lebinte. Rav Chista had a lot of advice for his daughters. You should be tsanua in front of your husbands. Lo tichlu nehema ba'ape gavreichu. Don't eat bread in front of them. Again, Rashi says all the time that for whatever reason, these were all these things that may not seem to be a big deal to us. Apparently, they were not manners back in the day, not appropriate. And again, you shouldn't say, it doesn't mean you shouldn't eat in front of them, but you shouldn't eat too much and a lot in front of them. Lotechon Yarka Balele, don't eat vegetables at night because it may mess up your breath. Lotechon Tamri Balele, don't eat dates because it may mess up, let's say, on the stomach or bowel movements and stuff like that. Lotechon Shichra Balele, don't drink beer at night. Also might make her, might have some sort of, laxative properties that would be unattractive. Don't go to the bathroom in the same place where your husband's going to the bathroom, again at the same time, so you can see you. It's as Rashi says that they're outside, so it's, that would be kind of cause, you know, the husbands to be disgusted. If a person knocks at your door, lo timrin manu ela money. Don't say who is it with the male inflection, but money is female, right? Manu is who is it, i.e. in Zohar. And money is nekeva. So again, in terms of tznius, right? Again, you don't want to say who is it, assuming that a man is coming. Right? You should assume that a woman is coming. Naket marganisa v'chada yadei v'kura v'chada yadei marganisa achuvulei v'kura lo achuvulehu adim itzdaran v'hadar achvi lehu. And then Rav Chisda tells his daughters how to be with their husbands in the bathroom, in the bedroom. A little advice in terms of what the best way to be intimate with their husbands are as well. Again, one of the reasons I mentioned many times, the Gemara is not afraid of anything. Nothing is weird, or all walks of life have halacha and Torah and something to be said about it, and there's no, you know, political correctness or this is weird. So it says that the best way for a woman to arouse her husbands is to avail themselves of, the, literally means marganisa, is the pearls, which is referring to the breasts, and kind of refrain and let the husband be aroused, and then only then allow them to be together, because that's a way to arouse love and endearment and excitement and attractiveness from husband from wife to husband. Okay, Ein Sholin is a Karshinin, right? Again, just to finish up the Mishnah, we had said you don't put this Karshinin, these beans, this animal food, you can't float it in water, but you can put it into a sieve or a basket. And the Gemara says, just finally, Masnisin Delo Gaitana, the Mishnah is not like this Tana, the Tanya, like we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Elezer, Ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Mashgichin, Bekavra, Kol Iker, you're not allowed to use a sieve whatsoever. Right? What are you talking about? That's not what we do. We don't use sieve. A sieve is a cliche malach for the iser, and it is not used. Okay, but say we'll stop with the Mishnah here. Shtigl Erev Shabbos. We're a little bit in a rush, but Mitzvah Shem. We'll go right there in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great and amazing Shabbos Chazon, and we will see you after Shabbos with the Heilige Shas. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.